Today's Amud is Beitza Yetesimin Aleph. We're holding on Yetesimin Aleph, the second line from the top, by the words Tanu Rabbanan. So we discussed the Isser to be Taivul Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So now says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Kli Shenidma Me'erev Yom Tov, if a Kli became Tami on Erev Yom Tov, so you're not allowed to be Taivulet, right? A Kli that becomes Tami on Yom Tov, you are allowed to Taivul. But a Kli that became Tami on Erev Yom Tov, so you're not allowed to Taivulet on Yom Tov, says the Braisa, not just are you not allowed to be Taivulet on Yom Tov, but Ein Madbilu Naisei Ben Hashmoshes. You can't even be Taivulet during the Ben Hashmoshes, which leads into that Yom Tov. Because being that Ben Hashmoshes is a Suffolk, it might be nighttime already, so that means it might already be Yom Tov. The Bein HaShmashos, which goes into the Yom Tov, it might already be nighttime, so it might be Yom Tov. Therefore, you're not allowed to Taivul the Kli. Now, at first glance, this halacha seems very difficult to understand. The Isser to be Taivul Kalim on Yom Tov is Midrabanan. We brought four different Mahalchim as to what the reason will possibly be. Whatever it is, it's an Isser Derabanan to be Taivul a Kli on Yom Tov. So now, Bein HaShmashos, going into Yom Tov, it's a suffik if it's Yom Tov. A suffik, it might really still be Erev Yom Tov. So that means it's a suffik on the Durabanan. If I want to title this Kli Bein HaShmashos, the whole Isser to title it, even if it is nighttime, is only Midurabanan. Now I have a suffik if it's nighttime, or if it's Erev Yom Tov. So it's a suffik Durabanan, suffik Durabanan, we go Lekulo. Says the Braisa, no. A Kli that becomes Tamei in Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be Taivul Bein HaShmashos. Why not? Savik Derabanan Lekula. What's wrong with Taivuling the Kli Bein HaShmashos? So I don't have a teretz to the Kasha, but I have an interesting Maramakum, the Shach, and Hilchus, and Klali Sfek Sfeka, in Yerdei, and the end of Simon Kufyod. So he brings Klali Sfek Sfeka, and over there in his 36th Klal, Klal Lamed Vav, the Shach writes about how a person's not allowed to make his own Sfek Sfeka. He writes Mamish words that if not for the fact that the Shach said it, it would be usher to say it. The Shach says that Yam ki dine svek sveka rechavim mine yam, since dine svek sveka are so vast, vishum echad mi gedayle harishainim, aimei ha'achreinim will yardu li dineyam. He says the rishainim and the achreinim, nobody really went into it and really, really made clear, cut klolim for dine svek sveka. He goes on to say that therefore a person should not make his own svek sveka. So that's a pretty well-known Shach, the Shach in Hilchus Klali Svek Sveka. He says you're not allowed to make up your own Kla, your own Svek Sveka. Only the Svek Svekas that are mentioned in Shas or ones that are directly like the ones mentioned in Shas, so then you could use them. The Shach held that you're not allowed to make your own Svek Sveka because the Klalim are too complicated. What's made perhaps maybe a little bit less known is that Shach in Klal Lamed Vav then goes on to say that you also can't make up your own Safik Darabanan Lakula. You can't just say on your own Safik Darabanan Lakula. He says because Safik Darabanan Lakula is not as straightforward as it sounds like. He says we find cases in Shas where you would think we would apply Safik Darabanan Lakula, and yet you see we don't. And one of his examples is from Beitza Yetesimin Aleph. It's from Ira Braisa. He says, why don't we apply Svek Svekum? It's unknown. So therefore, he says, a person has to be careful not to make up his own Safik Darabanan Lekula. That's what the Shach writes in Klal Lamed Vav of Hilchos Svek Sveka. So now says the Gemara Veiter. So again, so the Braisa says, according to the Tanakama, that on Erev Yom Tov, if you have a Kli which became Tamei on Erev Yom Tov, so you're not allowed to be Taivulet during that Bein HaShmashos, for whatever reason, Chazal or Machmir, and you're not allowed to be Taivulet the Kli, even Bein HaShmashos going into Yom Tov. Reb Shimon Shezuri Aimer, says Reb Shimon Shezuri, that Af Bechol Ein Matbilo Naisai. It's not just because it's Erev Yom Tov, even on our Stam, a standard Tuesday, a standard Wednesday, any day of the week, even when it's not going into Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be Taivul Kli Bein HaShmashos. What's wrong with being Taivuling a Kli Bein HaShmashos on a standard Tuesday? Says Reb Shimon Shezuri, Bibnei Shetzarech Harif Shemesh. Because being that, in order to use the Kli, you're going to have to wait until nightfall, even after the Kli goes into the mikvah, so it doesn't become completely tar until it experiences sunset. And this kli, which you titled Bein Hashmashos, so the person who's titling it, he might be thinking, ah, geshmak, I got it just in time. I titled it, and then right then and there I had sunset, and now I could use it tonight. That's what the person might be thinking. Now, really, he's not allowed to use the kli, because it's already after Shkia. It's Bein Hashmashos. Maybe it's already nighttime. He's not allowed to use it until the following night. So says Rav Shimon Shazuri, even stam during the week, on a standard weekday, says Rav Shimon Shazuri, a person's never allow a person to tayvel a kli Bein Hashmashos because of this chashash that he might end up using it that night. Says the Gemara, v'tanekamo loy ba'yarev shemesh. I don't understand. So why doesn't the Tanakama have this issue? Meaning Rav Shimon Shazuri seems to be saying a very logical chashash, that we shouldn't allow a person to tayvel kli Bein Hashmashos because he might be thinking that he could use it that night. And really, being that it's a suffolk lila, it might already be nighttime, so he's not allowed to use it until the next night. So the Tanakama doesn't agree to that. He doesn't need Harav Shemesh. Why isn't the Tanakama have the same chashash? So Amar Rava. Rava explained that Ashkachtinu l'Rabbanan d'Bei Rav, I one time found the Rabbanan in the yeshiva of Rav, the Yasvi v'Kamri, they were handling this machlokes, this Rav Shimon Shazuri and the Tanakama, trying to explain the Tanakama, and they were sitting and they were saying that b'machshavtoi nikeres mitoich ma'isav kemifligi, that the machlokes Tanakama Rav Shimon Shazuri is in a very specific case. It's a machlokes about, can we assume what the person is thinking based on what he's doing. Meaning like this. Veichidami, what's the case? Kegoin denaket mana bidei. The guy is holding his kli. Verahid va'azel bein hashmashos ad bulei. And he's running to the kelim mikvah during bein hashmashos to go be taivule. That was the case that Rav Shimon Shazuri and the Tanakama had this machlokes, where the guy was holding a kli and he was running to the kelim mikvah. So Mar Savar, the Tanakama held that you're allowed to tayvel it. Why? Because had the karahit va'azel, this guy, why is he running like a maniac through the streets to get to the kelim mikvah? Because made the yada the ba yarev shemesh. It's because he obviously knows that he needs to get it in before nightfall. So what's going to happen? He's going to get to the kelim mikvah. He's going to see, look at his clock. Oh, I just missed it. That's what he's going to see. He knows the halakha, so he'll realize that he didn't make it in time. And he'll end up waiting until the following night. We don't have to be chayshed him for anything. Umar Savar, whereas Rav Shimon Shazuri says, that no, just because you see him running through the streets, that doesn't mean that he knows the halacha. I'll tell you, machmas malachta you dekarai. Maybe he's just running because he's a busy guy. He needs to get back to work. So he's running. Vamina, so that's what Rava said, that he found the Tamidim of Rav. They were handling this sugya, and that's how they understood the machlaikas, Rav Shimon Shazuri and the Tanakama. Now says Rava that Vamina luana, but I said to them, that no, I don't think that's the pshat. B'machshavtoi nikeres mitoich ma'isav, when it comes to this idea of assessing a person's machshava based off of the act, an action that he's doing, the kuliyamoloi pligi. Everybody agrees. Then no, we're allowed to assess his machshava. We could assume that he knows the halacha. We don't have to be chayshish that maybe he's just running because he has to get back to work. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes relevant? What's the machlekes on a common Rav Shimon Shazuri? It's kagoin di itami bepachis mekadasha. It's regarding a case where this person, his kli, he had a kli that became tamei with less than a adasha, meaning less than a adasha of a sheretz touched it, less than a lentil. Va'asa l'kamei d'rabbanan l'shayulei b'pachus mika adasha. And now he went to the rabbanan. This was what happened to a different kli of his. A different kli of his touched the sheretz that was less than a adasha, and he came to the rabbanan to ask them, "What's the halacha b'pachus mika adasha? Itamei olai? Did it become tamei or not? Does less than a adasha of a sheretz, is that mitamei a kli?" Now, to anyone who knows hilchos tumah v'tairos, that's a ridiculous question. Of course, it's pasha. It needs to be an adasha. The shear's a kadasha. So if it's less than a adasha, this guy's really an amaretz. Obviously doesn't know anything in hilchos tumah v'tairos. So that's what happened one time. So we already labeled this guy amaretz. And now he's going to tayvel a kli during Bein Hashmashos. That's the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Shazuri. When we know about a person that he is clueless about the din of Adasha, do we let him tayvel kli Bein Hashmashos? Mar Savar midahal loy gamar, Harav Shemesh nami loy gamar. Rav Shimon Shazuri held The fact that he asked such a shayla, such a ridiculous shayla, I guess, seemingly to those that are bekiyim and hilchos tumah v'tayra. So from the fact that he asked such a ridiculous shayla, so we could assume he also doesn't know the din of Harif Shemesh. Being that he doesn't know the din of Harif Shemesh, so we can't allow him to tayvul his kli, a different kli that actually became tameh. We can't allow him to tayvul it bein hashmashos because he doesn't know the din of Harif Shemesh. Umar Savar, whereas the Tanakhama held that no. Mar Savar, ha, hu deloy gamer. It was dafka this din of Adasha, man, he didn't know. It's not mufurish in the Torah. So, he didn't know that halacha. Ha, Harif Shemesh, gamer. But when it comes to Harif Shemesh, which is mufurish in the Torah, so that the Tanakhama held that we could assume he knows the din, and he'll notice that it's not, that it's already nightfall, or at least a suffering nightfall, and then he has to wait until the following night. That's the machlekes, Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Shazuri. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah, that umatbilu migav legav. That you could be tayvul kli from gav legav. What does it mean from gav legav? Says the Gemara Tanra Rabbanon, Ketzad migav legav, it was the kasha of the Braisa. What is this case? That was the Braisa Shiloh. What's this case of gav legav? Says the Braisa, Haraita la says gitay agav kadai, ukadai agav gitay. Aisa, what the Braisa means, what the Mishnah means to say, the case of Gav al Gav, is a person he tivled his kli to use for his gas. He used it originally for his, for grapes. He wanted to squeeze grapes. And so he tivled the kli to use for his grapes. And then he decided he's gonna change his mind. He changed his mind. He decided, no, he's gonna use it to press his olives. He's gonna use it for his kadai, for his olive press. Or the same in the reverse. He originally tivled the kli to use for his kadai, for his olive press. And then he changed his mind to use it legitai, for his grape press, for his wine press. So therefore, that's the case of gav legav. Now, there's no din that you have to tivle it and you have to have in mind exactly what you're tivling it for. This person, for whatever reason, he has this thing in his head that being that he tivled it for his gitai, and now he's switching to use it for his kadai, so now he wants to be tivled, or the reverse. There's no need for such a tefillah. That's not an actual tefillah. This person has this thing in his head that he's doing it, so the halacha is Isa. That's the din of the Mishnah, that matbilu migav legav, if you have a person, that's what he likes to do, so he's allowed to. There's nothing wrong, because it's not a halachic tefillah, and mamela, there's no iser to do such a tefillah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because it's not really a tefillah. Keitza michabura lechabura. We mentioned in the last case of the Mishnah also, was that a person could be tivul something michabura lechabura. So says the Gemara, also a similar type of din. Says the Brice, a similar type of din, that haya aichu bechabura zu, if let's say a person he originally tivuled either himself or his kalim to use it to eat the carbon pesach in one group of people, with one group of friends, v'raitza leachal bechabura acheres, and then he ended up switching chaburas, and so now he wants to go to the mikvah again, where he wants to tivul his kli again, because now he's doing it with a different chabura. He had in mind the wrong group. He said the wrong l'shem yichud. So Rishus b'yado, he's allowed to do that tefillah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because again, it's not a halachic tefillah. Perhaps it could be the reason, the chiddush of this din, is that even though to him he's doing a tefillah, so especially maybe if you say like the chashash of tefillah is because it looks like you're being mesakin mana, so to this person, it seems to him like he's performing a tikkun. Still, no, there's nothing wrong, being that it's not a halachic tefillah, so there's nothing wrong with doing any of these tefillahs. You could be taivul migav legav, you could be taivul michabura lechabura. So now says the Mishnah Vayter. And perhaps before we start the next Mishnah, it's good to maybe just mention a short hakdama. And that is that every Yom Tov, when the person went to the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman the Beis HaMikdash, so every Yom Tov, a person had the chiyuv to bring two karbanis. One is a eilas re'iyah, a carbon eilah, and the other is a shalmei chagiga, a carbon shlamim, an eilah and a shlamim. That it was a chiyuv upon every single Jew when he went up to the Beis HaMikdash to be eilah l'regel. He had to bring a shalmei chagiga and an eilas re'iyah, one shlamim, one eilah. On top of that, the Eilas Riyah, the Shalmei Chagiga, Eila and Shlamim, on top of those two, there were sometimes a person he also had to bring another Shlamim, a Shalmei Simcha. A person has to have Simchas Yom Tov, Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar. More specifically, Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar Shlamim. A person has to have the meat of a carbon Shlamim, that's what gives him real Simcha. So if a person doesn't have enough Basar Shlamim, if he doesn't have enough meat, So then the halacha is that he brings another shlamim that's known as the shalmei simcha. So an eilas re'iyah, that's a chiyev. A shalmei chagiga, that's a chiyev. A shalmei simcha, sometimes was also a chiyev, that also he had to bring was a shalmei simcha. Those were the three, two chiyuvim, and sometimes three karbanis of every single yomtev. So now our mission is going to discuss, what's the din about bringing these karbanis on Yom Tov? Does he have to wait to Chol HaMoed to bring these karbanis? Or could he bring these karbanis on Yom Tov itself? So now, when it comes to a shlamim, so being that the bailim, the owner, the one who brings the shlamim, he gets to eat a part of the karban shlamim. So that's pashad, you're allowed to bring a karban shlamim on Yom Tov, because it's a tzarech ha'ichol nefesh, you get to eat some of it. So the shalmei chagiga and the shalmei simcha, that's pashad you could bring on Yom Tov. The shaila is going to be, what about the oilas re'iyah? It's a karban oila, it gets burnt completely, entirely. It gets burnt on the mizbeach, no part of it gets eaten by the owner, so maybe, so l'chayr, it's not ha'ichol nefesh. The shaila is kaviyachol for the mizbeach ha'ichol nefesh, are you allowed to bring a karban oila on Yom Tov? So that's going to be a discussion in this Mishnah. Another discussion that we're going to have in this Mishnah is with regards to the din of smicha. For the most part, on every karbon, any time a person brought a karbon, so he had a chiyuv to do smicha. There are a few exceptions, but for the most part, generally speaking, a person, when he brought a karbon, he had to perform smicha. Smicha means that the owner, he leans, and he puts all of his weight on the animal before he shechts it, before he brings it as the karbon. So now, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's an iser to lean on an animal. There's an iser derabanan. You're not allowed to ride an animal. Included in that is that you're not allowed to put your weight on an animal on Yom Tov. So the shaila is what's the halacha with smicha when it comes to bringing a karban on Yom Tov? Generally, to just lean on an animal on Yom Tov is aser. What's going to be the din when it comes to smicha of a karban on Yom Tov? So says the Mishnah, Beishamei Aymrim, Beishamei says, Mevi'in Shlamim, you're allowed to bring a karban shlamim on Yom Tov, like we said, that's pashat, that's aichol nefesh, that you get to eat from. So you could bring the shlamim, you could bring the shalmei chagiga, you could bring the shalmei simcha, ve'ein saimchen alayin. However, even though there's a chi of smicha, you're not allowed to be saimich on them on Yom Tov. It's a shvos, you can't be saimich. Avoloy ailas, and you're not allowed to bring a karban aila bichlal. The ailas re'iyah, don't even think about it. The ailas re'iyah, you'll have to wait till Chol HaMoed to bring. You can't bring an aila on Yom Tov. Beisil says that no, mevi and shlamim, the ailas, the same chenalayan, everything's mutter. A shlamim's mutter, an aila's mutter, smicha's mutter, everything's mutter, and we'll see the machlaikas in the Gemara. Amar Ula, so Ula says, the machlaikas b'shalmei chagiga lismech. The ailas re'iyah likarev. The machlekes b'shalmei b'yisrael is regarding doing smicha on the shalmei chagiga and the shalmei simcha as well. For whatever reason, the Gemara only speaks out the shalmei chagiga. But to do smicha on the shalmei chagiga and to bring the eilas re'iyah, that's where we have a machlekes b'shalmei b'yisrael. The b'shalmei savri, b'shalmei says that you could only bring shlamim because they learn from the pasuk which it says by the shalmei chagiga. It says v'chagaisem oisai chag l'ashem. Chagiga in Ayla Lai, that Ayla Sriya Lai, that you're only allowed to bring the Chagiga, because that's Eichon Nefesh, Chag Lashem, extra word Chag, V'chagayisem Ayisai Chag Lashem, the Torah is telling you, only the Chagiga you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bring the Ayla Sriya. O Beis Hillel Savri, Lashem, called the Lashem. Whereas Beis Hillel says that no, this pasuk is actually being marbe the Ayla Sriya, because it says, V'chagayisem Ayisai Chag Lashem. What's the extra word Lashem for? The extra word Lashem is to teach us that you're also allowed to bring a karbon that goes Lashem, you're allowed to bring the Oilas Re'iyah. So that's the Makar for the Machlaikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether or not you're allowed to bring the Oilas Re'iyah on Yom Tov. But so says Ula, that's the Machlaikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's about the Shalmei Chagiga with regards to Smicha and the Oilas Re'iyah with regards to Likarev. That's the Machlaikis. However, continues Ula, Aval Nedarim U'Nedavois, but when it comes to Nedarim U'Nedavois, meaning Stam, a person made a pledge to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, there's no set time to bring it, he has no chiyuv to bring it specifically on Yom Tov, he Stam made a neder, a Nedava, to bring a carbon to Hashem, a Shlamim, or an Ayla, whichever case it is, and in these cases, Divrei HaKol ain't craven b'Yom Tov. So then everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel agrees, and Beis Shammai, both of them agree. There's no such thing as bringing a neder or an edava on Yom Tov. It doesn't matter if it's a shlamim. It doesn't matter if it's an ayla. There's no such thing as bringing a neder or an edava on Yom Tov. And says the Gemara, that v'chein amar Rav Ada bar Ava. Rav Ada bar Ava said the same din, that nedarim u'davos ain't craven b'Yom Tov. That you're not allowed to bring a neder or a nedava on Yom Tov. Bichlal, it's completely out of the question. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, is that really true? You can't bring a neder or an adav on Yom Tov Bechlal? I'm Reb Shimon ben Elazar, but we have a memra, Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar said, and he's a Tano, so you're not going to argue on a Tano. Ula's not going to argue on a Tano. Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that le'nechelku be'shame be'shillel al'ayla she'ena shel Yom Tov. Everybody agrees, both be'shame and be'shillel agree. That an ayla, that's not for Yom Tov, meaning it's a neder or a nedava, an aylas neder or an aylas nedava. Everybody agrees that when it comes to an ayla, she'ena shel Yom Tov, she'ena kreva be Yom Tov. That in a chanami, that everybody agrees, aylas nedava, aylas neder, that you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Va'al shlamim she'en shel Yom Tov. And everybody agrees when it comes to a shlamim, which is part of Yom Tov, shalmei chagiga, shalmei simcha, she'kreven be Yom Tov, that you are allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Amal nechleku. What's the machlekes beishami beishilal? Al ayla sheishal yamtif, va'al shlamim sheina shal yamtif. They have a machlekes about an ayla that's the yamtif carbon, i.e. the aylas ri'ya, and on a shlamim that's not a carbon shlamim of yamtif, meaning it's shalmei neder, shalmei nedava. Shebeishami aymrim lo yavi, beishilal aymrim yavi. Beishami says you're not allowed to bring it, and beishilal says you are. So you see, lahedya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that according to beishilal, you are allowed to bring a neder or nedava if it's a shlamim. So that's not like what Ula said, and it's not like what Rav Ada bar Ava said. So says the Gemara, Taretz ve'imahachi. What you have to do is just change around a little bit the gears of the Braisa. The Braisa wasn't meduktak. Really, what you have to say is like this. Am Reb Shimon ben Elazar, le'nechelku be'shami be'shillel al'ayla v'shlamim she'en and shal yamtif. Be'shami and be'shillel both agree when it comes to both a ayla and a shlamim that are not for yamtif, meaning they're a neder or a nedava, she'ain craven be yamtif, that you're not allowed to bring it on yamtif, va'al shlamim she'ain shal yamtif, she'craven be yamtif, and they also both agree about the shlamim that's part of yamtif, the shalmei simcha, the shalmei chagiga, that carbon you're allowed to bring on yamtif. Amanechluku al ayla shehi shal yamtif. The machlekes is only with regards to the aylas re'ia. Shebeishami aymrim lo yavi, ubeisil aymrim yavi. Beishami says you're not allowed to bring an aylas re'ia, and Beisilo says that you are allowed to bring the aylas re'ia. So we could just switch up a little bit the gears of the braisa, and like that, there's no kasha on what Ula said and what Rav Ada bar Ava said. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, why do you have to switch around the braisa? Tanai shakalta me'alma. Did you look around? You saw every single tan in the world and you found that we're really stuck in a pickle with this one. That you had such a problem with there being a braisa that was not like Ula and a braisa that's not like Rav Ada bar Ava. So what? So you found a braisa that's not like Ula. You found a braisa that's not like Rav Ada bar Ava. Tanaihi. But guess what? I'll find you another tana that says like Ula. And I'll find you a tana that says like Rav Ada bar Ava. That the Tana says that you're not allowed to bring a neder or a nedava on Yom Tov. So fine, you found the Braisa that says otherwise, but it's a machlekes Tanayim, the Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Shlamim Habayim Machmas Yom Tov, when it comes to Shlamim that come Machmas Yom Tov, the Shalmei Chagiga and the Shalmei Simcha, be Yom Tov, when it comes to bringing them on Yom Tov, so Beishamei Oimrim Soimei Chalein, you could, that Beishamei says that you could do Smicha Me'erev Yom Tov, that you have to do Smicha specifically on the carbon me'erev Yom Tov. You can't do smicha on Yom Tov. You could bring it on Yom Tov. The shalmei chagiga and the shalmei simcha. It's a shlamim. You could bring it on Yom Tov, but the smicha has to be done before Yom Tov. V'shaychtim b'Yom Tov, and then you shecht it on Yom Tov. V'beisel aymrim. Then no, saimich aleihin b'Yom Tov. V'shaychtim b'Yom Tov. You could even do the smicha on Yom Tov. You could do the smicha and you could do the shechita all on Yom Tov. Aval says this Tana, when it comes to Nedarim and Nedavos, Divrei HaKol ain't craven b'Yom Tov. When it comes to Nedarim and Nedavos, so then everybody agrees that you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. So fine. So says Rabbi Yosef, we found a Tana that says like Ula and Rav Ada bar Ava, and in Mela there's no Kasha from that which you found a Braisa that says not like them.